Hi, this is Pastor David Crank. Thank you so much for downloading the Faith Church podcast. I really love spending time with you, encouraging you, trying to inspire you the best way I can. Also, make sure you subscribe to this podcast, and every week you'll get a fresh one. A new message will be sent to your phone or your computer. Are you ready? I'm excited about today's talk. Let's get going.
Give it up, Faith Church, all of our campuses today. Come on, you can do better than that. Amen. Good to see everyone. Royal Palm Beach, Weldon, Ferguson, Sunset, Earth City. I forgot somebody, but you're there. Everybody shout, I'm here. You know, before we go any further, I just want to take this weekend, as we just saw at all the campuses, our team did such a great job, you know, demonstrating respect and honor for the great Reverend Martin Luther King. Would you stand on your feet one more time and give it up for Martin Luther King and everything that he has done to make our world just a better place? Thank God for freedom fighters. Everybody shout freedom. You can be seated if you're good looking. If you're ugly, remain standing. We want to pray for you today. It's going to be fun today. We're going to have a good time. I'm actually excited to be in Florida because 72 degrees. Pastor Nicole's in St. Louis where it is a whopping 16. Come on, somebody. The Holy Ghost told me to stay in Florida this week. Right? And then it snowed yesterday in St. Louis. There's white stuff here too. It's everywhere. It's called the beach. Come on, somebody. I'll be in St. Louis next week. Also, Pastor Nicole does not know this, but the Lord spoke to me to have her preach Tuesday night. So don't miss Tuesday night at Faith Church. She'll be preaching. She doesn't know it, but she's got a word. She already does have a word. She's been telling me about it, but God told me to have her preach it on double victory. Everybody shout, I got the victory. You know, when I first started Faith Church, it was kind of under bad circumstances in the sense that my dad died at 56 years old, which if you do the math on it, I'm 53. So 3 years more of my life, he's gone. How many of y'all know that is too young? Come on, everybody ought to say amen. This is my gosh, y'all want me to live longer than 3 years, right? And so when he passes away, even though he was gone, I could still hear in my head his voice saying a lot of good things, but also things that held me back. It was a scary time of my life because my dad always told me, hey, you know, the world's coming to an end. There's a financial storm. Stay out of debt. So he actually wrote the book on Get Out of Debt. And I'm not suggesting that people go do stupid debt. But, you know, debt, the acronym is doing everything but thinking, but there is smart debt. And that is, I remember how we got Earth City. If you're sitting there today in Earth City at that big $21 million campus and think, how does this happen? It happened by a stretching, by learning to carry more weight. My dad was saying stuff to me like, you know, I was building a barn. And he said, hey, I wouldn't build that barn because, you know, you don't need to be in debt. And I put that weight on me and I could kind of feel it. And then again, he would say, what are you doing? You and Nicole are so crazy. You bought the property next door. Now, I wasn't a pastor, but I was stretching. God, by the way, is going to stretch you. Uh-oh. I could only handle so much weight because the weight that I was able to carry on my own based on my past reference points, I could hear my dad speaking to me, don't, you can't. No disrespect to dad, but I could hear my father going, I'm actually causing you to learn to carry a weight that you couldn't carry because there's a cross that you need to carry called Earth City, called $37 million Sunset Hills, called $7 million you're sitting there. That's who I forgot. Weldon Springs. Give it up for Weldon Springs. Sorry about you guys. I do love you. And all this stuff to me was insurmountable, but God was doing something on the inside of me. You're not bored with my sermon, are you? These are dad jokes. That's all I got. People, go with me on this. This is a pressure-treated piece of lumber. This is called just white wood, regular cheap white wood. This pressure treated lumber goes through a process. Everybody shout process. That's what God's doing with you right now. And all the things that's happened to you up to this point, there was a process to get you to carry the load, to get you to where you are. Might have been COVID for you. It might have been a death. I don't know what it was. Everybody's got their own story, but there's a pressure-treated lumber. What they do to this is they put it in this incredible round tube, and they shove oil and water and all kinds of treatment in it with a high pressure. Everybody shout high pressure. And this high pressure treatment, it shoves it all the way into the center of the board. But now this one is what you have behind your shower, behind the drywall. Behind there is this, because if they put regular white wood, it would rot, because showers just leak, because showers are wet, right? They put this on the concrete to build the foundation of a home because it's been treated. God wants you in 2022 to go through the process of renewing your mind to say, I am not who I used to be, but I'm going to be who God called me to be, and I'm not going to judge my past performance and allow that to determine the weight that I can carry in the future. It's a scripture. It's called iron sharpens iron. It's called Proverbs 27:17. They'll put it up at all the screens. It says, as iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. In other words, we're better together. So what was the turning point? If I could get some assistance, this here is kind of a big piece of lumber here. If I could get a couple guys to help me. By the way, this is just me and you, okay? We're on a budget down here, y'all. By the way, this guy's worship leader, intern, incredible legend. Iron sharpens iron. There was a couple of guys that got together one day, and they started discovering that this board, this one by, could only hold so much pressure, but if we would pile five of them, which we're, by the way, in 5 years of grace and favor, if we'd put five of these guys together, then it could hold a ton of weight. And in fact, they started discussing, well, what if we flipped it this way, and then it would hold just an insurmountable amount of weight? If you've ever built a home or you've walked under a door frame, most likely it's this kind of unit. They'll liquid nail it together, screw it together, bolt it together, and now this bad boy can handle a ton of weight. Iron sharpens iron. So when God was getting ready to do something in my life, which he's getting ready to do in your life, he brought a couple people into my life. One guy's name was Mike. He got saved when we only had one campus here in St. Louis, and he came and he invited me to go on a yacht. I felt the Lord tell me to go in the Bahamas. Notice all the weight. This one cracked with just two. This isn't even moving. And he began to tell me stories about good debt, bad debt. I said, Mike, what is good debt? He said, well, let me tell you a story. Good debt is debt, and he starts stretching my mind. Then my wife told me one time we were in Las Vegas and there was a big sign that said, you could win $20 million. She said, Mike, if we won $20 million, we'd be out of debt. He said, if we won $20 million, I'll borrow $80 million now. I said, Mike, I don't understand. Mike was stretching my mind. And I remember going into Port Lakaya in Bahamas and they started putting gas in the boat. And it cost $5,000 to fill up the yacht. And I said, that's a yacht of money. And then I realized all of a sudden a spirit came over me, and it was the spirit of Mike. And I thought, if these guys can spend all this money buying $10 million yachts, what about that church for sale in our city that I could buy for $6.5 million? And all of a sudden, because of iron sharpening iron, because of courage, I decided I can handle the weight, because now I have people in my life that are actually teaching me that, guess what? God is fighting for me. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. No weapon formed against me will prosper. Where God guides, he provides. I'm here to tell you, we're better together. Think about my health. My dad died, as I told you a moment ago, at 56. I'm 53. I'm not on any medications. I feel great. Most people who are half my age that work for me, they can't work out with me. I'm not bragging. I'm just reporting. Why? Because somebody got in my life. A couple of doctors, one of which was Dr. Ted Brewer, who's watching today. Ted taught me many things. Ted taught me about nutrition. He taught me about vitamins. He taught me about supplements. By the way, I'm teaching you right now, your life is not just about money, because some things money can't buy, and that's more time. And he began to sharpen me and talk to me about all that. And then he took me over to his safe at his house. And this was, 16 years ago when gold was probably $300, $400 an ounce. And he said, this is $1 million worth of gold at $350. He said, I think it's good to have hard assets. And then it went to, he said, someday it'll go to 2,000. And I remember when it went to 2,000 and I had four of them. Iron sharpens iron. Show me your friends, I'll show you your future. He began to tell me, let's go to New York. This all happened like in a space of time 17 years ago. I said, I can't go to New York. I don't have the money to go to New York. He said, I didn't ask if you had the money. I said, do you want to go? And I said, I want to go. We went to the St. Regis and we were in what I know now is a $10,000 a room night, a hotel room. And I said, how much does this cost? And he said, I don't know because I don't pay. I walked outside, there was a guy with a little beanie on his head. He was going out. I said, sir, my friend bought me a room and I just wondered how much something like this costs. And he said, I don't know, I don't pay. And I thought, man, some people know things that I don't know. I'm at the Motel 6 and I'm barely affording this. Come on, somebody ought to shout amen. I'm talking about we're better together. I'm talking about people give you insight and information. You'll know the truth and the truth will set you free. It's not just what you know. It is also who you know because there's divine access where people take you to spaces and places that actually allow you to understand. I don't have to carry this. And my dad buckled at this level. But this can even handle me. 185 pounds of steel and sex appeal. Come on, someone. Here I am right now. It can handle all of this? Yes. Listen, who you were is not who God's calling you to be. The load you once carried under the old you is not the load that can be carried now that you go to faith church, you got baptized, you got saved, you went through growth track. My friend, everything changes in your life when your mind changes. I'll give you 10 seconds to praise him. Somebody ought to shout today. Somebody ought to say, 22 is my year. 20, I'm getting ready to have access to smarter people, to greater blessings. Allah, Jesus. Look at your neighbor and say, sorry about your weight. Sorry about your weight. Can I also tell you that sometimes you have access to smarter people, but you see it as a threat? My dad always made his associations down because he didn't want my mom and all of us to think that he wasn't all that. I always made my associations up because I wanted somebody to pull me up and help my level of thinking because I knew what God wanted to do in me. There was just something in me telling me that I was going to do something. There was something in me that didn't allow me to overthink every scenario. There was something in me that wasn't intimidated by you being successful and me not being successful. But I thought if you could show me the way, then maybe I could do what you could do and the same God that blessed you, somebody ought to help me right now, would bless me. He said he's able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all. All you could ever, Sunset Hills ought to go crazy right now. All you could ever ask or imagine. There's a couple things you need to do. Number one, you need to check your weights. There's some weights on you that don't need to be on you. You're so busy, you're taking your kid to 19 functions. Maybe you could narrow it down to two. Then you have to strengthen your boards. This comes through going to Growth Track. Today, all campuses, you go right off the door at any of our campuses and go to Growth Track. What's it do for me? It changes the way you think. If you can change the way you think, you can change the way you live. A mind stretch never goes back to its original setting. So you need to go through Growth Track today. Then, not only do you strengthen your board, you got to soak your board in the washing of the water of the Word. I did some studies, and they got some pictures of boards that have been soaked. These are boards that were soaked in oil and water. And so these boards that are being soaked in oil and water, as you can clearly see right now, they're just so beautiful. They begin to move and bend and they become pliable. Just go through those real quick. Look at all the cool stuff they can do. They're actually bending these boards. They're becoming pliable and flexible because they've been immersed in oil and water. The Bible said that the word of God, which you're hearing today, is like oil and it is like water, that the oil is the type of the Holy Spirit and the water is the type of the word. And so when you go to change, when you go to church, at Faith Church, you change the way you think. So you heard on Friday that you lost your job, but you heard on Sunday that God meets all your needs. You heard on Thursday that, guess what, I got COVID, and then you hear on Sunday, with long life, he'll satisfy me and show me his salvation. He sent his word and it healed them and delivered them from all their destruction. Come on, somebody ought to shout amen. Amen. Isaiah 53:5, he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities, and by his stripes we are healed. I don't have to get it, I already got it. I've been pressure treated, I went through growth track, I got saved, I got water baptized, and I am exempt from all the terrorism that comes in the world. Tsunamis are gonna happen, we saw it this week. Floods are gonna happen, disease is gonna happen, but you got Psalms 91. Look at your neighbor and say, I've been treated. Look at your neighbor and shout out and say, I've been treated too. John 13:34. It says, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you. How can you love one another if you're not around people? I'm talking about groups right now. Romans 15:14, it says, I myself am satisfied about you, my brothers, that you yourselves are full of goodness and filled with the knowledge and able to instruct one another. Please pay attention to me. Ephesians 4:25 says, therefore, let each one of you speak the truth to his neighbors. None of this can happen without being in a group. Colossians 3:16 says, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom. Can't happen if you're not in a group. Thessalonians 5:11 says, therefore, encourage one another in all wisdom. How can that happen if you're not in a group? See, so many times people think they can just do it alone. Michael Jackson, I am not alone, but he died alone. Whitney died alone. Generational curse, daughter dies of the same thing, alone. You don't need to be alone. You got to be together with other believers who can sharpen you and tell you, my wife left me. Okay, let's figure this out together in a group. My daughter is a teenager. Come on, somebody, you ought to help me right now. You need a group. We can't fulfill these without being a group. Now, let's go serious for a minute. I've lost several of my friends. They're still alive, but they're dead. In the sense that they committed suicide professionally. Sad. Because you're only as sick as your secrets. So if you're not in a group and nobody knows your pain point, you wind up like a lot of people today who, there's so many people at our church that I don't see anymore. They're just gone. They're still alive. I might run into them at Costco. Might see them at Target. In fact, I went to Walmart the other day and they didn't have what I needed. They had to go home, take off my pajamas, get dressed, and go to Target. I didn't mean it. Yes, I did. But the Bible says in James 5:16, it says, confess your sins one to another, pray for one another, sounds like a group to me, that you might be healed. Now, when we sin, we have an advocate with Jesus, and we know 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But there's just something supernatural that happens when you talk to God, but then you tell your person, the friend that you really trust, that you're in a group with, and it takes time to trust people in a group, but now you got a person that you can tell them, hey, I'm struggling with this. And they can also tell when you're not okay. Sometimes you're just not okay. We're all good at saying, praise the Lord. God is good. All the time. Come on, shout it. And all the time. Amen. About to kill your wife in the car. Get to the greeters and you're like, praise the Lord. Your kids are like, this is so fake. That's why I tell my kids, I almost killed your mom today, but praise the Lord. The Lord kept me from it. Not to say that we won't be tempted. Not to say that the weight and the problems of life and the trials of life don't feel weighty. You got COVID. You got politics. You got family. You got debt. You got all this stuff is weight. But this is why the Bible said that he told us to throw aside every weight that easily besets us. So there's some things in life that you got to say, you know what? I'm not going to focus on what I don't have. I'm going to focus on what I do have. And I do have a God that loves me. I have been pressure treated. Somebody ought to shout amen. I can do what God called me to do in the name of Jesus. Come on, every campus, give God praise for a couple seconds. There's a book, a professional book. I just finished it yesterday. It's called How the Mighty Fall by Jim Collins. It's a business book. I actually read more business books than God books, than Jesus books. Because what I do today is 30 minutes of this. What I have to do in the morning at 8 a.m. with my chief of staff and all of you is lead. So I lead on Monday. I lead on Tuesday. You can take it down. I lead on Wednesday. Life is all about leadership. And one of the things that I'll tell you about How the Mighty Fall, by the way, get in a group. They start 2 weeks from now. If you go to all of our lobbies, you can get in a group. Some of our groups are business groups. Others are book groups. Some are motorcycle groups. Some are bowling groups. There's knitting groups. There's every kind of group. In fact, all Faith Church wants you to do is do the thing that you love to do, but do it with new people. Because those old people, they don't know what they don't know. But if you get around new people and now you're bowling with a different group of people, then you won't do the thing that you used to do that got you in trouble. So you also need to lead a group. So How the Mighty Fall. One interesting fact about this, How the Mighty Fall, I'm talking today about carrying more weight. Anybody remember the group Circuit City? What about Best Buy? How many of y'all still see Best Buy, but you don't see Circuit City? Circuit City thought, we don't need to improve. Best Buy said, we're gonna start a geek squad. We're gonna start a phone section. We're gonna start a computer section. And Circuit City said, we're making so much money, we don't have to do anything differently. And then now, they gone. Who has the market share? Best Buy. By the way, Best Buy was started by a guy who had a bad thing happen to him. He owned a local store. A storm came, ripped the roof off, flooded everything. And he said, hey, I'm going to spend all this money on advertisement because I have to sell this stuff on the parking lot right now while we rebuild. Come out today for the best buys you've ever had. And Best Buy was started in adversity. When all hell broke loose, this guy said, I'm going to use this setback as a setup, and I'm going to start a company called Best Buy. So I'm here to tell you on this Sunday, somebody ought to shout amen. How the mighty fall is one thing. How they get back up is another thing. All you got to do is get up one more time, then you fall. And just because this didn't work, just because this shattered, doesn't mean that the next marriage won't work. Doesn't mean that the next business won't work. You are called for more. Somebody ought to give God praise today at all campuses. Ferguson. Try to call out everybody today. Oh, I'm preaching today. Hebrews 3, verse 13. By the way, Hebrews is great. All women love this verse because it doesn't say Shebrews, it says Hebrews. So your man ought to get you to coffee. But exhort one another every day. Not just on Sunday. Sounds like groups to me. As long as it's called today, that none of you may be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. Oh, man. See, when we get away from church and we get away from God, and we start hanging out with the wrong people, we think it's okay to do that. We think it's okay to say that. Well, everybody's doing it. In fact, we now accept, even in the church, we say what the world says. The world came up with a thing called cancel culture. You're canceled. Cancel culture has been around for a long time. I got canceled a lot of times. People didn't like me. Can't sit at my table. Anybody ever done that? Don't like you. But we accept that it's cancel culture. I'm here to tell you that don't accept what the world had to say. Just because culture has canceled you, culture canceled Jesus, but if you are not canceled by God, and you're not, by the way, his mercy's in new every morning, you can't be canceled. I got a weak hand clap in Florida. I'm hoping that St. Louis is Oh, yeah, Florida. Just a little bit of pressure there. Here's some more. Hebrews 10, 23. Another one in Hebrews. Let us hold fast to the hope we profess, for he who is promised is faithful.
Yeah, that's good.
He's faithful. Everybody shout, he's faithful. And let us consider how we may spur one another. That sounds like groups to me. Spur one another towards love and good deeds. I have a friend of mine from upstate New York. He's here today in Florida because it's cold in upstate New York. His name's Buddy Cremines, and Buddy spurs me on. He told me this week, he said, let's get together and do some sermon writing. Spur me on. He'll just call me and start praying. He also calls me and sings 80s songs. We got a bromance. We've had it for like 20 years. He'll call me up, she's gone, so I. What is that, buddy? Hall & Oates. Anybody know these songs? Come on, Hall & Oates. Anybody ever know Boyz II Men? Anybody know Belle Biv DeVoe? Come on, someone. Put on your red dress, let all your hair down. There's a lot of white people here today. You don't know what I'm talking about. Lady love for the white people. Lady love. Verse 25, check it out. Let us give up, let us not give up meeting together. What are we doing in America now? Don't go to church. The boogeyman might get you. But you went to Target and you stuck your fingers in all the deals, and you went to Walmart and you touched the screen, and you went to the store and you touched the cart. I think the enemy has deceived you. If there's one place you gotta be. Some of you need me just to, you gotta go to church. That's what the book said. Wonder why your kid's crazy. Wonder why your marriage falling apart. Wonder why, gas is $6 a gallon. Who cares? My God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory. The worse it gets for the world, the better it gets for the church, because we are built to carry the weight. Look at your neighbor and say, it takes skill to carry all this weight. Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing. It's habitual with some of you. But let us encourage one another. And all the more as the day approaches. Tsunamis, earthquakes, diabolical deadly disease. Sounds like we need to look at the book. Verse 26 says, if we deliberately keep on sinning after we have received the knowledge of the truth, no sacrifice for our sin is left, but only the fearful expectation of judgment. People are scared. I hope COVID don't get me. I hope the Omicron don't get me. Well, the omnipresence is with you, so the Omicron can't get you. And if you were, let's go there for one second. You can't threaten a Christian with dying. You're gonna die. When do I get to see the gates of pearl and the streets of gold? When do I get to see Jesus? And when do I get to see John? And when do I get to see Ezekiel? When do I get to see, when am I gonna die? Put me on a respirator. Give me a shot, come on, son. Help me out of here. I'll say it again. Oh. You say, what's he saying? I'm just humming. Sometimes I do that. I'm walking down the street and my house is paid off. I say, mm-hmm. Yeah. Walking down the road, healthy, wealthy, and wise. Yeah. Taking out my trash. Can't believe I live here. Look at your neighbor and say, oh. And all the white people are like, Margaret, are you going to do that? Bill, if you do that, I swear. It's a joyful sound. It's a joyful noise. All right, I got 2 minutes to go, which means nothing. Work on removing folks that always make withdrawals and no deposits. At some point, you got to look at some people and say, what do you bring to the table? How come I be paying all your bills all the time, dealing with your drama all the time? You got to be careful hanging out with people that are always into drama, because it won't be long till they want to put you in one of their episodes. You got to go, hey, 22, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to say bye to them and hello to him, and I'm going to make some new friends that strengthen me to teach me how to carry my weight. And that only happens in a group. Because if you're not careful, some people will talk you out of becoming who you need to become. I got a little video about my daughter. I'm going to show it to you in a second. She's about 4 years old. We're in Destin, Florida. At that point in my life, I was studying all the time, scripture, reading all the time, because I wanted to be a good preacher. And I'll just let her tell you the story. I think they have this little video. Check it out, Ashton.
Joy? How old are you?
Excuse me, little girl, how old are you?
5 and a half.
Who's your dad?
The guy that's taking the picture.
What's his name?
David Crinkie.
What does he do?
David Dwayne Crinkie Poo.
What's he do?
He works.
Preaches?
And he studies all the time, which I hate.
He does studies all the time? Why?
But he studies all the time when it's not even that close to church.
Well, is that buggy?
Yes.
Why?
He studies all the time, even when it's not close to church. 2 Timothy 2:15, my last scripture. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed. At some point in your life, you're going to have to study. See, so many people say, I wish I had a good job. Wish I had my own business. You gotta read books. Like I said, show me your friends, I'll show you your future. But also, if you're going to be a leader, you got to be a reader. I have audio books all the time. When I leave here today, this is the way I walk. All the time. Nicole says, keep that away from your head. I don't want you to get brain tumors or something, which I'm glad, because I'm insured heavily. Today, this was me this morning. So people walking through the mall, give it up for the sound guy for turning it up. If I'm walking through the mall, people go, I think I heard Jake's. But I'm putting Joyce, Jake's, Joel, they're all J names, Jesse, come on somebody, Jesus, somebody's always preaching to me to renew my mind, to strengthen me, because guess what? I'm called for more, because what I'm called to do is to help you do what you need to do, and you can't do what you do if I don't do what I do, and I can't do what I do. Somebody ought to say amen to this right now if you don't do what you do. Stand up with me. It may look like you're surrounded. We sang it at all campuses earlier. We all sing the same songs, by the way. If I carried this weight all the time, I'd probably start having problems. But if I just go ahead and say, you know what? I'm going to put my weight and my trust in Jesus. I'm going to allow myself to get in a group. Today, when you leave and you go through Growth Track, today, when you walk out of RPC or any of our campuses, you need to go to the information desk and say, where do I sign up for group? You're online. You just go to faithchurch.com/groups. You need to be riding motorcycles with the right people. You need to be playing tennis with the right people. You need to be bowling with the right people. You need to be studying with the right people. You know, there's a couple of dudes in our church right now that they both moved to Florida, but I introduced them at a wedding. I said, you guys need to be around each other. And they started spurring each other to good works. And within a matter of a few months, about 4 or 5 months, they started a business together. That business blew up during COVID. And they started making $1 million every month. $1 million every month in a month. they've never even seen $1 million. I'm here to tell you that if you get around the right people and somebody gets the right ideas to put these boards together and to flip them this way, you can carry more weight than you ever thought possible. In the name of Jesus, and everybody said amen.
I'm surrounded by you.
Sing it, church.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded.
Every campus, just stand and sing it loud. Sometimes, I see you in the balcony. I see you in the back of our city. Yeah,
it may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded.
This is how I fight.
This is how I fight my battles.
Come on, sing it.
This is how I fight.
Give God a great big hand of praise today. Come on, oh, clap your hands, all you people. Shout into God with a voice of triumph. Come on, raise the roof on that place today. God, I pray today for every campus, every man, every woman, every boy, and every girl. Some people, maybe it's their first time back in church in a while. But God, you brought them to this campus today so they could get their hearts stirred. So they can realize, you know what? I do need to get in a group. I do need to change my friend group. I have been hanging out with the wrong people. It's not that those people are bad people. It's they're bad for you in this season. And God is taking you to a new season for a reason. And he's going to bring proximity to great people into your life that changes forever. Father, I ask you right now to touch every heart and every soul. Recalibrate and heal every marriage. God, every board that seemingly is broken, God, we know that you can strengthen it. You can pressure treat it, put it back together. God, I pray for their children and their grandchildren. God, that they're blessed, that they're favored, that they're anointed, that they're supernaturally under the pinions of God's protection. That no plague and no harm will fall near them. But God, they are delivered and they're set free. Things that happen in the world will not happen in the Word because we are the anointed people of God. God, I pray over every seat in Ferguson, Florissant, every seat in Weldon, every seat in RPC and Sunset and Earth City, God, that you'll touch each and every one of those. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You know, if you need further prayer today at the end of this, we're getting ready to, you can be seated actually. We're going to show a little video of what happened in our church last week, but it's very important to me that you get prayed for. Physically touched, laid hands on. And in all of our campuses, no matter where you're at, if you walk down to the front at the end of this service, we have people there that are anointed and they're gonna pray for you. Maybe you got a family member or you're struggling with an addiction. It's all confidential. Come up to the front today and we wanna pray for you. But part of the reason why we do church and have church buildings is so lives can be changed like the ones that you're about to see today. Check this out.
Hey, thanks again for joining the Faith Church Podcast. For more inspirational content just like this, join us each and every week. And have you heard the bonus podcast from Pastor David? An information and revelation you can't hear anywhere else. That bonus podcast has moved to the Faith Church app. So all you have to do is go to your app store, download the faithchurch.com app, put it in your keyword. It'll come up, download it. It's a free app, and right there on the homepage, you will find the bonus podcast from Pastor David. I'm talking about digging into stuff, revelation that he won't talk about really anywhere else, only found on the bonus podcast. So check that out. Hey, leave a review. Go and invite somebody, share the podcast today. But until next week, we'll see you right here on the Faith Church Podcast.